Yo, 1 2 1 2. What it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh yeah. Feel good to be back with my boy. Like what they said, like old girl said, I'm a boys in the hood. What up, nigga? What up, nigga?
What up, man? Not much.
Man, no, man. It's cooling, cooling, man. NBA playoffs about to start. I don't know about you, man, but I'm kind of excited for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I'm excited for the whole NBA, but you excited for the Lakers?
Yeah, man. They've been balling.
No, that was a good game last night. Yeah, definitely.
They've been balling. Niggas had me on the edge of my seat.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad they pulled it through, man. But I'm liking the younger cast, though. Austin Reeves, the white boy, been balling.
Yep.
Since D-Lo came back, he been balling.
Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba's actually playing?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Yeah. Was balling. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, not bad at all. Definitely not bad at all, Brody. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I definitely can get with that, though. Like, you know, for sure. You know, but I'm happy about it, though, man. But how was your weekend, though, bro?
It was good. It was full, I think. Yeah, seeing Air, seeing Mario, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We're definitely going to get into the Air shit later, though. But how was Mario, though?
Man, Mario was great. It definitely, redefined the last movie. You know, the live action? It redeemed it, yeah. After like 40 years, yeah.
Man. I think I'm gonna check it out too. This next Monday at the Palms, $5 movie Monday.
Yep, I feel you on that one. Hell yeah.
Nah, yeah, for real though. But I'm like you. I went to go see Air, and for you guys don't know, like you know, Air is telling about the story of Nike, the company itself, and how they ended up getting Michael Jordan though. But we're gonna get into that later for our Can I Kick It segment. Because I feel like that is a part of sneaker history, and it's only right.
100%. Yeah,
definitely only right to get into that. But I'm glad that they did the Mario movie justice from the reviews that I'm seeing.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that. And I think what made it so good, you see that they green light for a remake for Street Fighter.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Are you a Street Fighter fan?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so when did it stop being good? Because I know that last movie based off Chun Li.
You talking about the legend of Chun-Li. That one. The one that came out as a kid, it was okay, but I think the reason why we give that one so much praise because it was Raw Julia's last film before he had passed away. And for y'all that don't know, Raw Julia, he is an original dad who played in the Addams Family movie.
Okay.
Addams Family and the Addams Family Values.
Okay.
Yeah, so like when you're talking about actors, phenomenal actors.
Okay.
Like for sure. Yeah, definitely phenomenal actors. Definitely phenomenal actors. Yeah, man. So I mean they green lighted that though. And I mean the Mortal Kombat remake wasn't as bad either.
Yeah, I liked it too, but it was something kind of funny.
But I'm still used to the first two, Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah, Annihilation was fire.
Yeah. And a lot of people didn't like Annihilation. That's the crazy part. Mm. Yeah. People think Annihilation is a terrible movie.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I liked it.
Yeah. I think I gotta rewatch it then.
Yeah, man. But I mean, it's dope to see that you know now they're iconic games from the 90s, like you know. They're finally able to do them justice. You know what movie I would love for them to do? Mm-hmm. This is just me. An action shoot 'em up movie. How dope that would be if they did a Contra movie.
Oh, that would be, be a flip. Yeah. You would have to, get a real good concept for that. Yeah.
Bro, that would be fire.
Yeah.
I would love to see a Contra movie. Uh-huh. We didn't already got Sonic. They did the Sonic movie. Justice.
Yeah, they twice. Yeah,
yeah.
They,
yeah.
They did.
Fucking phenomenal. Yeah. I would love, they gotta redo Double Dragon.
That's what I thought was about to come out your mouth the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got to be.
I love that movie. Still to this day. I can still watch it. It's still good.
You know what, though? I fucks with it, too. Yeah. I actually liked it.
Yeah, it's still good.
I liked it, too, though, but it would be dope to see a remake with today's technology.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, the technology, they caught up. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know why nobody have done that yet.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely love to see that. I would love to see a fucking Earthworm Jim movie.
Ooh, that'd be kind of tough. Yeah, that'd be kind of tough to do.
If they could do Sonic, I think they could do Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, yeah. If you want a cartoonish kind of feel, yeah.
I would love to see that. They definitely got to give us a Metal Gear Solid movie.
We never had one, huh?
Yeah, we never did.
So you can't really compare too much.
We would have to give me that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what would be another good one?
What?
Here we go, right here. Give me a motherfucking Crash Bandicoot movie. Yeah. Give me a Crash Bandicoot.
I don't know why they haven't done that yet either.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, that would be fucking phenomenal. A Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot, yeah.
Or give us a fucking live-action Grand Theft Auto movie, too.
Yeah, that's what 50 Cent is talking about trying to do. Series of Vice City or something like that.
And see, this is why I tell niggas, a lot of people growing up, they say they didn't like Vice City and they like the San Andreas, but let it be known, Vice City catapulted San Andreas. Without Vice City, you wouldn't have San Andreas. And Vice City is my favorite Grand Theft Auto. That's my favorite because when you think about it... Riding on the bike, you weren't able to ride on the bikes till San Andreas.
Yeah, you couldn't do a lot of things.
Yeah. Scooter riding.
Yep.
Vice City.
Yep.
The hydraulic cars in little Puerto Rico.
Vice City. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
Vice City was definitely good. No, yeah. 100%.
Because, I mean, it was definitely a whole notch up from Grand Theft Auto 3.
A whole notch up? Like for real?
Come on, bro. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 3, you weren't able to walk in the police station and shoot the whole police station up. No.
All I know is I was, for Grand Theft Auto 3 real quick, I know my cousins had it. I was playing. All I know is you could steal cars. So based off that alone, I was like, Mom, I need that Vice City. So that was the first game I got Vice City. So I didn't know no difference. So I know you're supposed to do this. I don't know no difference about Grand Theft Auto 3. But all I know is my only gripe with Vice City was that we had a whole bunch of money. We couldn't do nothing with it. That was my whole gripe about it.
And then fucking Vice City was the first one that, like, you know, you could pick up a prostitute.
Yeah, I was about to say that too, but I didn't know what kind of show we had today. Yeah, that was the first one. Yep, I remember that too. Yeah. That's what I used to do.
No, yeah, but in Vice City, you had to drive somewhere where y'all could be alone because remember, it had to be
in a dark place. Yep. Because if the police caught you too, then you get stars. Yep. I remember that.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. But I mean, it would be dope to, like, you know, dope to see, like, you know, all of these timeless video games, you know, to be live action movies.
Yeah.
Here's one. Y'all niggas like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles so much, I'm going to take y'all all the way back. While my 90s kids, you probably might remember this, though. What if they actually did a fucking Turtles in Time movie? Like, really base it off the arcade and the video game where they're traveling in through time to catch Shredder.
That's how it should be. That what should be the next plot. Like, stop making the reboot. I hate that shit. Like,
you
bro,
feel
there's,
me?
There's other stories to follow through. Like, that'd be more interesting than a reboot. They've got the slime on them. All right, we've been through that. Like, just start them already having the slime on them and go through that. Yeah, that'd been fire.
Bro, Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That'd been fire.
That would be fucking unmatched.
Yeah. It really would be.
Very, very undefeated. Like, super dope, man. So, I mean, but it's just dope, though, you know, the technology that we're seeing and what they're doing with these iconic video games that we grew up playing, you know, and seeing them on a live big screen now. Okay, they did justice with the Super Mario, and they had the little, from what I've seen in the scenes, they had the little carts. They got to do a Super Mario Kart movie. They have to. They got to. for the next go round. They got to. Or fucking or do a Yoshi movie.
Or do a Luigi Mansion.
Yeah.
That'd been fire too.
Yeah. No, yeah, that would be fire. That would be fucking fire. Like, straight up. Man, all right, let's get into it. Before we get all into our shit, there was a lot of fuck shit going on this week. A lot. But, honorable mention, you know, things that happen for the culture, good or bad, you know. But this time, like, you know, people want to start some shit. Claiming that, you know, Drake has everybody thinking that he took shots at Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. the Sub. And, you know, and we want to know what you guys think. And in the line of his that little song that he had dropped, whatever, Drake said, "Fake woke niggas, fake deep. You ain't know the fame before me. Gave your ass a little sneak peek. Yeah, now you got to take a back seat." Would we even consider that as a shot?
I mean, I hear two things. I hear backseat, of course, backseat freestyle. Then I hear the gave you guys a little sneak peek. I think he's talking about that little interlude he had on Take Care.
Possibly, yeah.
And fake woke nigga, I guess he's calling him fake woke nigga for Pimp Butterfly.
Yeah, and this the same nigga who lost the battle from a pure lyricist. Pusha.
Oh, yeah.
Pusha made that nigga tap.
Yeah.
But if this is a shot, you don't want to fuck with the Boogeyman, bro.
It's a old leak song I heard, though.
Yeah. But, yeah. If he do, you don't want to mess with the Boogeyman. You don't want to do that. I mean, stay up there. They love you up there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to come down to this level. Mm-hmm. This is not... In the words of Kendrick Lamar and J-Rock from King's Dead, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
I'd be glad to see it, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely here for it.
Yeah.
But if this nigga take another loss under his belt, that's going to be bad for him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Bad for what, though?
Yeah, nigga. Nigga's going to remember that shit.
Man, people are not going to bring it up. Because think about it. In the Pusha T thing, did it boost Pusha? Did it even make Drake go down? Nobody care. Like, Drake is literally untouchable.
Yeah, but like what I said, could be, yeah, but, man, it's like when that shit happened to Meek, that was a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, because Meek is touchable.
Yeah, no, they bring that shit up.
Yeah, for Meek Mill, but this is Drake.
I don't know, dog.
He always going to have his fans, bro, no matter what he does.
Well, the majority of his fan base is women.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. There's nothing you could do to that man. Remember, he got beat up by Diddy. Nobody said shit. That's under the rug. They don't care. If that would happen to Nipsey or something,
they can.
Oh, yeah.
They can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing you can do to Drake.
I don't know how this nigga call a nigga fake woe, but you got braids in your head and you got beads in the back of your head.
Yeah, you know, he follows trends, but one thing he don't
That ain't
do,
no trend.
People got beads in their hair.
Niggas ain't been doing that since 1993.
I'll show you a nigga that got bees in his hair right now in Vegas. That's a local
That's exactly. You said loco. Loco. You said it. You said the right word. Thank you for answering that for me. Thank you. That nigga look like a damn Polly Pocket with them two back bees in his head. Nigga, you like 35, bro. Yeah, you won't cut
crazy.
That out.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's crazy. Beads in his hair.
No, man, but I'm just... Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when it comes in regards to him, like what we had said a couple of episodes ago when he was quote unquote saying that he's retiring, that nigga's not retiring because this clearly proved it. Mm-hmm. It's one man in his way, mm-hmm. and it's him. Mm-hmm. It is him, and it's not like he caused a problem. It's not our fault that, you know, niggas in Africa fuck with Kendrick Lamar more than they fuck with you.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. Not the fan base fault. Shit, just last year, of course, we talked about how the Miss Morale and the Big Steppers was phenomenal. Nigga did a whole fucking Amazon joint in Paris, France.
Yeah, I seen that. Oh,
and it was fucking amazing. It was amazing. You can't hate on that. I be telling people, you can't hate on that. You know what I'm saying? And then people want to call him, you know, like, call him Malcolm Martin or Martin Luther, Lamar. I'm like, bro, like, stop with the hate.
That sounds like a compliment, though, right?
I think it has a compliment,
too. Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, this nigga accomplished a lot, bro. And maybe, who knows? Maybe he might not like the nigga, maybe because nigga got more Grammys than him. And he do.
Yeah, I hear that.
He do. And he's more lyrical than him. He may not make, and the difference between the two, okay, you have a lot of, Drake has a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Have a lot of hits. We're not going to take that from him. Mm-hmm. But out of his whole catalog, it's not a lot of classics in the catalog. Mm-hmm. It's probably maybe about a solid two, maybe three.
Yeah, that's all you need. How many you want him to have? Seven?
Nigga, no, I'm not saying seven, but you should at least have at least four or five.
God damn, you want him to have four or five classics.
I mean, if we look at it from this standpoint, I mean, we just talked about T.I. T.I. got about like five of them.
T.I. got five classics.
Yes. Oh. We just said that not too long ago.
I don't know if that, so what do you think is a classic from T.I.?
Urban Legend.
Yeah, that's one. Okay.
What we said, T.I. versus T.I.P.
You think that's a classic?
Yes, that's a classic.
Some people will argue.
And people think that trap music is a classic.
Trap
too.
Music for sure, yeah. Those two for sure, yeah.
Yeah, fucking what else? What else is I'm trying to think. The one with Swagger Like Us.
That is Paper Trail. You think Paper Trail is a classic? Holy shit.
You gonna think people that's a classic.
Yeah.
Now here's another artist that I'll jump to. And his first five ain't no dud. And people think all five of those are classics. Kanye West.
Yeah, I mean, that's undeniable, right? That's Kanye West, though. Yeah, but the average rapper ain't going, they going to get maybe one classic in them. And that's usually their first album. AZ, after the first album, where is it at? It's downhill, right?
Yeah, but I mean, this not even me being biased, so yeah. I mean, Kendrick got him.
I mean, again, the average rapper is not going to have you. You probably think Kendrick's above average, right?
Same way I think Kanye is above average.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The average rapper is not about to have four or five.
But he ain't an average rapper, though. Drake ain't no average rapper, though. These niggas put this niggas in high regards. They really do.
Yeah. I mean,
they really do. And they put Cole up there, too. But I don't think that Cole has about like five of them.
Right. That man, to make five, four classes is tough.
But you have people that's out there that really think Drake has five of them.
Yeah, no, there is people that think that. Yeah, I know. Take Care for sure.
Yeah,
is one.
No,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like my personal.
Yeah.
I'll give you Take Care and I'll give you Nothing But the Same.
Okay.
I'll give you those two. But More Life, I'm not giving you that.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah,
I'm not giving
you
More Life.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not giving you Scorpion.
Definitely not.
I'm definitely not giving you Club Loverboy. No. No.
About that album. Yeah, Loverboy.
No. I'm not giving you Views from the Six.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people argue that one with you.
I'm not giving you that. And I'm definitely not giving you You Can Thank Me Now either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
thank
not giving you.
Thank Me Later?
Thank Me Later, like whatever that shit called. And then a Landslide, I would throw in there maybe a third one, but that's not even an album. That's more of a mixtape. If you're reading this, it's too late.
That mixtape.
But that's a mixtape, though. That's totally different. That's different from what we're talking about, albums. But I'm like you. If they ever go blow for blow, think I'm here for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm here for it.
We need some more competition to start to hit the waters. It's kind of boring right now.
And that's the reason why I fuck with Kendrick, because Kendrick, he fucks with people, but he don't fuck with everybody like that.
Yeah.
Like Drake fucks with everybody like that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he do. Ross, Khaled, the list goes on.
Ah, I see.
Yeah,
I
the
see
list goes mean. On. He fucks with everybody. Kendrick, you don't necessarily fuck with everybody like that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. Mm. That's fine. You don't have to fuck with everybody. You really don't. So, yeah, man, I'm here for it. Pound for pound, blow for blow, yeah. All right. Let's get into this first shit. Commentary for the culture. Yeah, I got some words for this because this shit made me so... This was a...
Oh, my God!
Jim motherfucking Jones. Jim Jones. Jimmy. Yeah, I can't... Jimmy, come on, bro.
What he said about Pusha T?
Bro, so... And I fuck with him super, super tough though. But this, bro, like, come on, man. You were definitely out of pocket. Out of pocket for it, man. Like, for real. But before I read off what he said, I'ma just play the audio clip. I gotta play the audio clip for y'all, man. Like, for real.
He's the only artist on this Billboard list I feel like shouldn't be on here.
Shouldn't?
Yeah.
You don't think Pusha T should be on the greatest 50 rappers of all time list?
How? What has he done that puts him in the greatest rappers of all time besides talk about that he probably didn't get?
Wow.
All bias aside.
He's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's nice as he can rap his ass. He can rap his ass of what? What has he done? Nobody has dressed like him. Nobody want to be like Pusha T. No, I don't remember nothing. And let's not be evil. But we don't talk about rap where that's popping the wanna be like. I don't know too many in this game that was leaning towards being like Pusha T.
50? You won't put...
No. Career-wise, like, he's been a member of the Clips. He's been a part of Kanye's entourage. He has no solo classic songs himself.
He's been a part of classic.
Yeah, been a part
first
of
all,
it.
Lord
been
willing.
A been a part of it. Then put Malice on there too.
What are we talking about? Exactly. Oh my God. This
now, Pusha T don't hold no weight out here.
He's not pushing no shit out here.
Jimmy. I'm sorry, y'all, but. I gotta light this nigga up one time, bro. So, whenever talking on the Rap Caviar podcast, Jim Jones said that he is not a top 50 rapper, but on the Billboard list that me and Dom had covered about a month and a half ago, Pusha T was placed at 29. But he said he is not a top 50 rapper. And you're not counting the Clips.
Okay,
if we're gonna go that route, can we go down the rabbit hole, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if we're gonna go that route, Jimmy, you should not be included with the Dipset either.
Yeah.
If we're gonna go down this route, let's go solo for solo then. Let's go solo for solo. First solo. The greatest acronym ever. Next to No One Ever Really Dies from his first joint.
Snitch?
Yes. Sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home.
Yeah.
Sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. And then before Kendrick had dropped this album, you know what I'm saying? Before he had dropped the album, fucking... Then we're talking about nostalgia. A verse that both of them did like what, like 13 years ago? And then right before the album dropped, they were talking about that, giving that shit relevancy. Let's talk about Daytona. If you know, you know. Yeah. Infrared.
Yeah.
Which set off the spark between him and Drake. Let's talk about how this nigga made Drake tapped out in the story of Adidon. Had the whole industry shook. Dropped that shit Memorial Day weekend, and I remember that vividly. Nigga, we all was like, Drake, you had 7 days to respond. Drake didn't respond. Jay Prince responded for him. Then that same year, Daytona, what? It gets nominated for a Grammy. It get the Grammy nod. It went number one. Took a little break. He comes back again. Mm-hmm. It's Almost Dry. Fire. Using the Fat Joe line. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Had the joint with 88 Keys. That shit. Then he gets another Grammy nod. If you want to go into the career, how about he made the infamous McDonald's jingle? Ba-da-ba, I love it. He was the president of good music. Jimmy, I fuck with you, bro, but no, stop it. No, I'm not letting you get with this. And I'm just going to say this. Nigga did more in his career than yours, bro. Let's just be real. For you to say he's not a top 50, come on. No. No. And this is just solo. Solo. You had hits too. Come on now. Summer of Miami, I'll give you that. Pop Champagne, I'll give you that. We Fly High, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Dom, I'm just give me a truthful answer. Do Jim Jones have a classic album?
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
Okay. Do Pusha T have a classic album?
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll even go on this. Daytona is aging very well because Daytona's that. Fire. Yeah, I listened to that the other day. Yeah,
but people would say that it's only 7 songs that they don't really want to count. They wouldn't count it. So
man, fuck that. I would. They counted that as an album.
Yeah, yeah.
True. That count. Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. When Kanye was doing this Good Fridays, nigga, that counted as an album.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm counting Daytona as an album.
Yeah, true.
Okay. And this is not no biases. Billboard gave that nigga number 29.
Yeah, you're right.
After 50 rappers in 29. That's a great fucking spot.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. And then why you want to bring up, flashy, what he's wearing, this and that? Last time I checked, what was rapping about, Dom?
About cocaine?
No, what is the pure essence of rapping?
About how fly you is.
And what else?
Competition, what?
And what else?
I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm just saying pure lyrical substance.
Oh yeah. So I guess he's madly rapping about straight coke.
Right. I like no, like mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like nah, bro. Shit. No. I fuck with Jim Jones, but I can't, bro. Like that, nah, man. What about you, bro?
What he just said was not factual because I think a lot of people, Pusha T been in the game so long that people forget. He said that nobody wanted to dress like him. Who was wearing babes? They forget that Lil Wayne switched his to be like Pusha T.
And hence, that's why the clips came out with the song Mr. Me Too.
Like, what? That's why I'm like, that's not true. And then you forgot. Listen, I'm a coke rapper, right? I'm a coke rapper, and Adidas gave him a deal. I have no hit song. What do you mean I'm not fashion? That's kind of weird. That's why I'm like, what? Was he talking about malice? Maybe he should have said malice. I don't know what he's talking about pushing for, but yeah, that was weird, man.
Bro. Yeah, I can't.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, bro. And this is the same nigga. This is the same nigga who acts. Jadakiss for a rematch in Versus.
Yeah, I was like, what are you going to do differently? What are we doing here? Yeah, that was wild, yeah.
Bro, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was wild.
I just kept scrolling. I was like, I'm in
Yeah, that was wild. Jimmy, I fucked with you. Love what Dipset done and love what you done, though, but I can't let you. No, bro, you can't do push like that.
And he must have turned down a verse from her or something, because I'm like, it would seem that Jimmy would have did a song with him by now, or had respect for what he did. I was like, I was blown away by this. Like,
right.
Like he was talking about me or something.
Right. All right, moving along. We just talked about this too long ago.
I remember you said that. Yeah, I do remember this.
But this is, got to give credit where it's fucking due. SZA makes some serious cake as the SOS tour rakes in almost $35 million. Yeah. Hot damn. Yeah. SZA has cemented herself as a musical force to be reckoned with as her SOS tour has ranked to be an estimated $35 million. According to Billboard, the 18-date stint, which ran through February 21st through March 23rd, grossed $34.5 million and sold 238,000 tickets, averaging about $1.9 million and 12,812 tickets per night. Hot damn, bro. Hot damn. And then she's coming out. She's starting to tour up again. And then that they said she's coming to Vegas. She's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena.
Somebody already circled it. I've seen it.
You taking your girl to that?
No, I'm not going to see that. I can't afford that. I can't afford concerts nowadays.
Stop lying.
Bro, would they be like $800 nowadays?
No, no. There are not no $800.
Bro, Beyonce's like up there. Bad Bunny up there.
I don't care about Beyonce. I care less about Beyonce. Yeah. You don't listen to Bad Bunny.
No, I
you,
don't. But
and if you did, I'd be like, okay. But if, I ain't mad at
if
you.
If that's the scale, that's kind of scary, bro.
No, bro. It's not. I figure her ticket would probably be like maybe like $150, $200.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
And this is what and she's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena by herself.
You think so? No open act? No nothing?
Bro, by herself. Really? Yeah. But she may have an opening act, though. But, I mean, she's headlining the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hate to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up. Ari should be on the same level as her.
Yeah.
But Ari is doing House of Blues.
Yeah, maybe you said that, yeah.
And this, when my takes have ever been wrong. Like, niggas be getting mad at me when I be foreseeing this shit. And when the shit comes out, they be like, damn, Steve, you was right. Mm. But did we not say this? Did we not say this, like, a few months back? How, like, Ari should be at the same level? And people, oh, why you compare? No, because she should. She has a huge following. But it goes back to the marketing again. Now, what they doing over there? They doing it right. Because I mean, like, shit, nigga, $35 million?
Yeah, no.
And I'm trying not to pocket watch shit.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And I ain't mad at it. I'm definitely not mad at it, man. But, like, I'm definitely here for that, man. And, you know, nigga, they going to break her off. So, $35 million, how much you expecting? You probably think she going to get back from that, from tour, because you know artists make their money off of tours.
Yeah, no, for sure. If she's not in the 360, probably at least half of that, right?
Right. So she gonna be walking away with more than some chump change. But you know what, though, man? She is very, very deserving of it.
For real.
Very, very deserving of it. And I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed the SOS album. Definitely enjoyed it. It was dope. Nigga, she might be getting up there to that where Kendrick at.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. God damn, that was quick, though.
Damn. Because, I mean, she came in the scene 2013 with Teen Spirit.
Oh,
I remember
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, SoundCloud, okay. Teen Spirit. And then, you know, was on a couple of tracks here and there. We had got an EP from her. And I remember the EP. And then right after the EP, we get the album, the first album.
Okay.
And see, and I remember she was used to getting mad at Punch and Top Dog cussing them niggas out. But look at her. Last two albums, number one, twice.
Damn.
So, again,
yeah,
TDE over there doing something right.
Yeah, for real. Nah, for real.
They over there doing something right. Yep. All right, before we get into Can I Kick It, and we're going to be getting into his deluxe later. Tyler Creator's Estate Sale Deluxe makes a top three debut on the Billboard 200. Tyler the Creator has achieved a career milestone after his album Call Me If You Get Lost, the Estate Sale, debuted at number three on Billboard 200. Over a decade has passed since the op feature Goblin, which marked his entry into the hip-hop charts. His career has only grown since then and recently has achieved a significant milestone with the release of the deluxe version of his sixth studio album, Call Me If You Get Lost, The Estate Sale. You know, when it first came out, it peaked at number one for 2 weeks, and it reads, as soon as it's released, Call Me If You Get Lost was a commercial success, debuting at number one for 200. Aside from that, also earned him his second number one album in the U.S. And then went on to win Best Rap Grammy of 2022, which I told everybody he was going to beat J. Cole. And I called that. But, I mean, I can't wait. We get into the deluxe, though. But, I mean, Tyler, his growth. Loving it, man. Because, like, for me, I wasn't there. Like, I knew the Odd Future, and I was listening to them, but I wasn't, per se, a Tyler fan. I didn't become a Tyler fan until Cherry Bomb. Then after Cherry Bomb, that's when I went back to go listen to Wolf and Goblin.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then just seeing his growth after Cherry Bomb, Flower Boy, a phenomenal album. Phenomenal album. And then, you know, Igor was dope, but I didn't consider Igor as a rap album.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah. And then he rapped his ass off on Call Me If You Get Lost. And then, like what we said, when we getting into the deluxe later on the show, get out of here. And then, like what we said, of course, you know, clothing line, golf, his collabs with Converse. Mm-hmm. Man, this man is on fire. I mean, that name. We might have to put that as a sound effect from that NBA Jam.
Oh, He's on fire.
Yeah, man, but I'm definitely here for all of that, man. What about you, man? Tyler's growth.
So what's interesting is, I mean, I'm not a Tyler fan, but I watched Rap Caviar, the documentary on Hulu. Have you seen that? Good documentary.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
So what happens is he was doing Wolf and the Goblin and all the other crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bro, I'm not on the radio. Like, I'm known for my antics. What the fuck? So that's when he picks up a book, learns how to, like, write real songs, play instruments, and that's when you get Cherry Bomb. That's how you get Flower Child, I believe, and everything else. And that's why I was like, oh, damn. And, like, he, like, stepped his game up because he knew what he was lacking. That's what I respect about it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely have to peep that.
Yeah, definitely do it.
You know, I'm going to have to check that out. But, like, it's pretty much him recognizing for what he was being known for. And then, you know, seeing what was going on and pretty much fixing it.
Right, yeah. And a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. All right, and that concludes our commentary for the culture. All right, let's get into it, man. Can I kick it? So first up, definitely first up, none other. Man, we said we was going to do it. Well, we're going to get into it. Air. First of all, a phenomenal movie.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, have a lot of big, high regards of respect for Nike as a company. Third, got to give it up to Mama Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mama Jordan was a fucking monster. You know what I'm saying? And then it just marks how those in there looking at all the different athletes and what they could bring to the table as a company, because Nike was known for, you know, their running shoes. Yeah, and for anybody that knows me, I mean, I'm into their runners and vintage runners, from the Challenger OG, the Air Pegasus 83s, 89s, the Air Vortex, you know, the Air Icarus. So their running shoes fucking amazing. But their basketball department, they didn't even have no basketball shoe. That was the crazy part. And then just, like, in the beginning, going how they were looking at players like, you know, John Stockton, Barkley, Michael Jordan, but they felt like they couldn't get Michael Jordan. But we got to have an aha moment. Mm-hmm. Aha!
Mm-hmm.
Vince was like, nah, fuck that, homie. We're going to go get him. And I didn't know how much of a big part Vince had played. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, like, he was the one who set it off. With all, like, you know, with the scouting and everything.
Yeah.
With the high schoolers.
Yeah.
you know? And then as the story progressed, like, you know, they thinking that he couldn't get them. You see all these companies, you know, Converse was very big in the 70s and in the 80s. Adidas was very big, but we know the reason why Adidas was big, due to hip-hop culture. Puma was big due to hip-hop culture, but they didn't even mention Puma because no, Puma didn't have no basketball shoes around that time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they really didn't. Though, and then here comes Michael Jeffrey Jordan. When we knew about the story, how he wanted to go to Adidas so bad.
Yeah.
But we knew, like, his mom made him take the meeting, but we didn't know why.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't know why,
Yeah, man. We didn't know. So, you know, mom's, you know, picking his brain, but throughout she could tell that Vincent was a real genuine dude. You know, I'ma just say fuck it. He was a real nigga.
Oh yeah.
He was a real nigga, bro.
Yeah.
He was a real fucking nigga. Straight up. To the core. Then we see all the meetings. My bad. Phil Knight didn't even want this nigga.
He didn't want to pay him the full $250.
Well, to me in my lamest terms, he didn't want the nigga.
Okay.
That's how we're really gonna be real about it. He didn't want him because he didn't want to pay off that money.
Yeah, because I mean, as any businessman, with that $250, he could have got four other athletes.
Yeah. But that's in layman terms, like, you know, like how us black folks be saying it. Nigga, stop being cheap, bro.
Damn.
Nigga, stop being cheap, bro. Like, for real. Stop being fucking cheap. And it took some convincing. And then Vincent finally got that nigga on board. Finally got him on board. You know, Vincent was able to get them to come down. And then just how they were making fun of I keep forgetting the nigga name who made the shoe. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name too, because I was like, was that Tinker?
No, that wasn't Tinker. Yeah. Tinker made, I want to say, he
three. Yeah,
he made the three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, salute to the guy who made the first one, and we found out during the process of the movie he had passed away.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, man, but
I didn't know they can make a shoe that fast. That was fast as hell.
He did that.
Damn.
He fucking did that. And then the fact that they were paying the fine every fucking night when he wore the shoe on the court. Yeah,
bro. I see, but honestly, bro, if I was Phil Knight, I'd have said no. It's too much. So you want $250, a car, and we're paying $5,000 for his fine every game, and he wants equity? I'd have been like, nah, bro. Let's go sign these other four athletes. It paid off, but
you got to look at it like this, man. It's like that old saying, bro.
Yeah.
No risk, no reward. You have to take the risk.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was a risk because Vincent saw something. He saw something in Jordan that didn't nobody else saw.
Yeah.
He seen the shit for on.
He did.
And then look what Jordan did, man. Like, especially being us kids in the 90s. Like, whatever team you had in the 90s, there's no disrespect to that. Like, for me, I love the Lakers. Before they traded, before Shaq come over there. And I'm going to go get his jersey just because. I was a huge Vlade Divac fan.
Really?
Yeah, I fuck with Vlade Divac. And he was a great fucking basketball player.
Yeah, I seen that documentary first, because when I seen him, he was washed. I was like, what's so big good about this dude? But yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking solid. Okay. He was the big man before Shaq took over that role.
Yeah.
And then the infamous back and forth between the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. But let's get back to the story at hand. Doesn't matter what team that you like. Mm-hmm. In the 90s, how could you not like the Bulls?
Yeah, of course.
That's how could you not like the Bulls? How could you? And then just from the Jordan 1, the silhouette, the shoe that said it, the shoe that revolutionized the NBA game and just sneaker culture, period.
Mm.
And not only that, though, too, the dude who made the shoe, let y'all in, probably had a little little handprint on, you know, Nike SB because he was skating in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then not only that, though, when the Jordan 1 shoe came out, the skateboarders in the 80s and early 90s were skateboarding in Jordan 1s.
Tony Hawk was definitely in them. I've seen a picture. He was in them,
So that shoe alone revolutionized everything.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, that, and then them just going on sales after sale, though. But the reason why we respect Mama Jordan was like, fuck the now. I'm looking at it as, when my son dead and gone, when I'm dead and gone, our generations is going to be straight. She wanted the deal. She liked what they were offering. But she was like, okay, this is what I want. Every sale y'all make, we need a piece of that. Vincent was saying, oh, no. Technicalities and everything went to Phil. Phil was like, why not? Why the fuck not?
And that was surprising.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's not going to go for this.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
And that's what made it dope. And we got to shout out to Mama Jordan because she the one who set it off for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
She the one who set it off for everybody to get all this generational wealth in the NBA.
Yeah.
You people like, you know, Barkley. They ended up signing Barkley later
they
on.
They did, yep.
They ended up signing Barkley later on. You know, Penny.
Yeah.
Fucking Kobe.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Vanessa, I love you, but come on now. Get that shit together. That's another one I would love to have in my stash. A Nike Kobe sneaker. I don't care which one. I don't care. Shit, man. I ain't even gonna lie. We know we spend money on that, though, but, bro, I get married, bro. I'll drop the $500-$600 on the Grinches or just a pair of Kobe's. Like, for real, because when it comes to sneakers, I feel like certain sneakers you got to have in a stash. And even like for you, you inspired me. We've seen these flourishing out. So don't worry. You might come up in here on one of these motherfucking days. You probably might see a question in this motherfucker. No, for real.
Yeah.
It's just for me as a thorough sneakerhead.
Yeah, I feel you, yeah.
Like, even though we have the certain ones that we like, but grab the ones because you're paying homage and the respect.
Yeah.
The respect. Like, how we was talking last week how this summer we're copping the suedes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're paying the respects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Kobe. The Durants was popular at one point.
Yeah, you didn't got none?
I ain't got no Durants, but my little brother do. I'll probably grab a pair of Durants.
Yeah.
And I might have to probably grab a pair of LeBrons too, you know? But Mama Jordan set the game off for everyone.
Yeah, 100%.
For everyone. Without Mama Jordan, none of these deals wouldn't exist.
Yeah, 100%.
Jordan. Yeah. Not Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Mama Jordan.
Yep.
Mama Jordan did that. So, Mama Jordan, we salute you. Definitely. And for everybody that haven't seen this movie, go see the movie. I saw it. Dom saw it. And we're fucking with it.
100%. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Air, you would not be disappointed. All right. Moving on. Next up. Next up, we got, this is a pretty good one. New Balance from Ronnie Fig, 998, Broadacre City. Can't front, this one is a fire one. Loving the silhouettes. Alongside the 35th anniversary of the Ronnie Fig and New Balance's 998 Broadacre pays homage to Frank Lloyd Wright's concept of the same name. In the short of Wright's ideal proposes somewhat radical, more self-sufficient way of living where every family was provided an acre of land to establish home and cultivate food. Faye's interpretation of the legendary 2998 colors are the reminiscent of the physical model building and lush landscapes. You know what I'm saying? And just super, super dope. Of the colorways and everything with the olive, the orange, and everything what's going on with the striped laces. And this shoe is going to be available first at Kith April 14th. And then they're going to be a second drop on April 15th on the Frank Butt Lawrence Foundation on-site experiences on Tallahassee West and in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then the pairs will be finally available through all gift shops as well as online April 17th. I'm fucking with these. What about you?
Yeah, because Ronnie Fieg's back. I haven't seen him do a collab in a minute. So
yeah, man.
I definitely wouldn't mind getting some of these. But again, we don't have a... Where's the nearest Kip store? Arizona?
Yeah. Vegas, we need a Kip store, man. We got an undefeated. We got a crossover. Can we get one out here in Vegas? Right,
yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, man. We need one. Definitely need one, though. But yeah, man, I'm fucking with these, man. And the 998's always been one of my favorite New Balance silhouettes. Honestly. Mm,
yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Now, like, the 998's are always been, like, you know, a super dope silhouette. And not for nothing, man. I mean, like what we said, man, New Balances are comfortable. You can't say they not.
Oh, no, definitely not. Man, yeah. My running shoes is New Balance.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. Definitely fire, though. So, what you think? Is a cop for you?
Yeah, if I can get to
him. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, definitely a cop, man. All right, before we get into Check the Rhyme, Dom, what we got up last, bro?
Listen, the question mid joins the Jordan brand in the next Pump Universe collection. With the introduction of the Pump Universe earlier this year, Reebok sought to reimagine and bring together its most iconic footwear models, positioning the brand game, changing pump technology at the forefront. Chapter 1 sees historic Reebok court sneakers collide Viva, compelling reiterations of the Allen Iverson question mid and crossing over the Shaq's signature Shaq attack to the tennis pitch. The next installment is the Pump Universe Chapter 1 applies unique OG colorways to the same remix designs. That's it.
Yes, sir, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm fucking with these.
Yeah.
I like them. Very different, you know, to put a pump and then seeing, like, the, you know, the question silhouette. Yeah, with the question silhouette. That's fucking pretty dope. That's dope. I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it, man. Like, I'm here for every bit of that, man. So, I mean, yeah, I think it would be a cop for me because it's different. Definitely different, man. But, that concludes our Can I Kick It, man? Like, this was pretty good, man. You know, 998s, the Reeboks, and then, you know, the Nike Air movie review. Mama Jordan.
Yeah, for real.
Mama Jordan. Yeah, she's the real MVP. Damn, man, Mama Jordan did that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
yeah, Mama, you know, yeah, Mama Jordan.
The only input Michael Jordan had in the movie was he wanted to pick his mom, so he made a good choice of picking the actor.
Yeah,
hopefully she won the Academy Award for that. This movie's not overlooked.
Right, man. Yeah. Viola Davis did a great job as Mama.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. No, definitely. All right, let's get into it. Check the Raw. We had some joints that dropped, you know, some were good. Well, only really one that was okay for me. And that's going to be first up is Currency and Jermaine Dupri. How you feeling about that that project, Dom?
Man, at first I was like, what? This is the most random collab ever. Like, what? But after a while, I was like, okay. JD, like, changed the style to fit Currency.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, 7 tracks, 22 minutes. It wasn't bad.
No, easy listen.
Yeah, no, super easy listening and easy to get through, man. Some of my favorites was I definitely, you know, starting the opener, So Jets. SFS, Never Enough. Off the Lot, I definitely enjoyed with 2 Chainz, with all 3 of them.
That was surprising too.
Screens Falling. But the one that really got me was Never Fall Off.
Yeah.
T.I. snapped on that.
Right, yeah, man.
T.I. super snapped on that.
I never know I needed this kind of album from both of these two. Right. Until it happened.
But you know what I enjoyed the most? I love this promo run.
Oh, yeah.
The promo run was amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
it was.
Like, you know, and seeing Currency on the Breakfast Club for the first time.
Yeah, that was surprising, too. I was like, he never been here?
Bro, that should have happened a long time ago.
Long time ago,
bro. Because he been in the game just as long as Nip, Kendrick, Q, Mac Miller, Wale, Big Crit. He's been in the game just as long as they have been.
Yeah,
for him to be his first time going to the Breakfast Club, yeah, man, nah, man, bro. Yeah, man. They need to do my man more justice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one of those projects where it's like, you know, I'm not finna trash it because it wasn't trash.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't.
Definitely wasn't trash, man. But I mean, like, it was smooth. Definitely smooth and to get through. So if we're getting a volume one, we're going to get a volume two.
They said there's three of them. They got three shit. Of them in the can.
Oh, I'm here for it.
They said,
I'm here for it.
He said he's trying to drop, I think, another one 420.
Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
That'd definitely be perfect, though. But you guys go ahead and check it out. Currency, Jermaine Dupri for Motivation Use Only, Volume 1. Definitely, it's a smooth, stone cold, smooth groove. And you won't be disappointed. Next up. Man. This one definitely took me by surprise.
Yeah, this is what we really needed, though.
Yeah, definitely what we really needed, though. And I can't front. I actually enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Drama. I'm really like that.
And this rollout was like an old school 2000s rollout because he dropped the singles and then he dropped the album. So we was familiar with a couple of these songs, like Forever. We was familiar with I Ain't Gonna Hold You. We was familiar with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nah, yeah, that was dope. And then having Tyler, the Creator, as opening.
Yeah. Ooh. I feel like that was low-key left off of If You Call Me, You Get Lost.
Yeah, man.
That
was a great opener. Raised Different with Nipsey. That was dope.
Yeah.
FMFU with Wayne and Roddy Ricch and Gucci Mane. That was dope. Free Game with 42 Doug. That was fire. Been a While. No Weakness with Simba. Mockingbird. Valley with Harlow.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's get into that because that one was super smooth. This.
Stay with me. I'm finally speaking up to anything that's not okay with me. I'm in the ATL, Clint Capella, and Young Trey with me.
Right.
Spent my first advance at Linux. Haven't been back in a minute.
You ran it back?
When I told you I found this kid from Kentucky, and he was going to be the one, why would you ever doubt me? DJ Drama!
I can't let nobody play with me, my friends stay with me. I'm finally speaking up to anything that's not okay with me. I'm in the ATL, Clint Capella and Young Trey with me. Spent my first advance at Linux, haven't been back in a minute. Love me cause I'm so authentic, Mitch McConnell still in Senate. Ocean rising by the minute, just like us we came to win it. I got properties for tenants at a steakhouse in Chicago with Cole Bennett. Talking friendship, loving business. It's just so crazy to be young and rich. What kind of life is this? All I needed was a win. Long way from my wife and kids.
Yeah. And see?
Yeah.
I like when Harlow do this shit.
I didn't
shit.
Know you like Harlow. I thought I was the only one in Vegas that liked Harlow.
See, look, I didn't look. I liked this shit though, but when he got to his album, I felt like he was doing a tad bit too much with the album. And
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, that album kind of, I was like,
yeah,
that ain't you, bro. But when he had got on spitting like that, I'm all like,
okay.
This is mixtape Harlow. Yeah. This is the Harlow I like.
Okay.
Yeah, man. And like what you said, that was dope. This was another good one. All right. Boosie in Trouble with the Trivial.
I feel like they could have went with a different sample.
Right. Right. Make it seem like you know what a clap when I'm saying. You got your line right. Yeah, you know I ain't the one to play with. Got a look at DK, he's the dope. I can't stick him in the line right. Yeah, you know that they ain't finna spray shit. Rob a nigga, been too many nights that I ain't ate shit. Certified stepper, I'm the leader of this ape shit. Ain't nobody Teflon, but everybody spray shit. Roosevelt Street, me and my G, we ballet shit. First nigga tried me, got bodied with a facelift. I couldn't seem to find a way these people trying to send me. Threw my money out. Fire. Fire, fire, fire. Man, though, but this Drama, you know, 24 songs, an hour long. I fucked with every last one of them.
Yeah, it was a good Friday when that dropped.
Yes, it was. So DJ Drama, I really like that. I fucked with it a lot. I even like how when he had did the little promo run for it with him, when he did the whole reenactment of Juice.
Yeah.
That was tight. Yeah,
at first, I was like, why is he doing that?
that was tight, though. But you won't be disappointed at all. All right. Next up, this is the one I was waiting on. Tyler, the Creator. Call Me If You Get Lost, The Estate. We did this review on the album 2 years ago.
Dang,
but now
it's been 2 years already.
Yeah. We're going to get into the bonus joints. And the bonus joints were fucking crazy. Starting off with. Show you how to stunt.
wanna show you how to stunt. Show you how to stunt.
What you didn't believe us?
Got slave with money, can't choose which one might go chip.
Come on.
Can't choose which gun, don't do no cuff and go. When night come, no, you can't be my girl, bitch. Are you done? Never give a fuck about where nigga from. Chopper in the truck with 100 in the drum. Mopping nigga up, then I'm headed to Milan. Gotta catch a
this. Woo!
I pulled up in that 18th, let it repeat, buggy. Had to switch the hue, cause I'm LA boy smuggy. But more likely to get hurt by somebody who love me.
My you can't tell me this ain't a, this is a vibe. This?
If God was here with us today, I think I know what he would say. Some shit like, you're so beautiful, and your lips look nice. I got a new boat, you should come with. I got a section for your luggage. Bring some fiction and a nightlight. Record player, when you're top five, we'll be going. We should get lost, no more questions. And I'm off talks.
Bruh, I had that on repeat. Bruh. Dog 2, Fire, Heaven, the John Lennon freestyle. Fire.
I know that boyfriend, girlfriend. I know you left. Yeah.
Bro, you fuck with that?
Yeah.
This, bro, I had this on repeat for a minute, too. This was hard.
You should be my bitch. I could be your nigga. Come and get this drunk dick. Fuck you off the nickel. Walk in the house, get naked. Triple A since I hit it, baby. Ass got bigger. What else? She know I rock red shoe strings. What else? She know it's gang gang, so I bleed. What else? A 400 nigga, what she need. She know I put the make back.
Down. Down many niggas hit me up after when this dropped, and they said, okay, Steve, you might be right about him being the second coming up for real. You could definitely hear the influence.
Oh, but it's like, there, yeah.
But I'm just saying, though, you had, what, about 8 fucking tracks?
Yeah.
That didn't make it? Yeah. And all 8 tracks?
Yeah.
Slaps? Every last one of them slapped. And it was no fucking skips. None. So I'm just sort of like, Jesus Christ, this dude is just getting started. Oh my God. Like, he really getting started. Like, he got a few here and there, but this just lets you know, bro, this nigga about to be a motherfucking problem.
Yeah, for real.
Did you like the deluxe?
Yeah, I like the Dog Tooth. I like the girlfriend, boyfriend. Should he release this with the, like, why didn't you just put these 8 songs on the original? I wonder. That's my thing.
And how he did it, bro. That was smart marketing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it really was.
Very smart. You waited a whole fucking almost 2 years.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, almost fucking 2 years,
just
bro.
Just to chart again, yo. That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah.
That was smart. That was fucking smart. Tyler, creator, call me if you get lost. Stay still. You're not going to be disappointed at all. All right. Last but not least, Larry, June, and Alchemist. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
This was an unexpected collab too.
Yes.
Larry June and the Alchemist.
Yeah. The Great Escape.
You open up with Turkish Cotton.
And then right after that you get to
89 Earthquake.
Bro. This was fire.
Mm-hmm.
drinking this hot water and shit. I see. These niggas still worry about me, man.
Right.
It's a goddamn shame, man. Step it up, nigga.
This that Ace of Spades shit. Talking numbers on the jet. Little random flight to Vegas. Touch down to a check. Picked up a
round. And you get the solid plan with Action Bronson. Smooth. And then Palisades with Big Sean.
Thumbing through a whole nother bag. Wow. This not the old one. Run up on this Rory, I'm clicking until it's over. Still a put a snow on a mission, man, to Minnesota. Come on,
another
you know.
Another good one. Orange Village with Slum Village. Woo!
Make sure them seats first class.
Taking pictures overseas, money hitting my account. Old school's tucked away, might be time to bring them out. Been taking in the cut with the touchscreen, ooh, I might take a drive to Monterey to go and cool out. I got old money for real.
Porsches in Spanish, Art Talk with Boley James, Ocean Sounds, Left No Evidence with Alchemist, right on there. What Happened to the World was dope with Wiz Khalifa. Exito with Jay Worthy, 60 Nights, Baragging Lightning with Joey Badass, and Margie's Candy House. 15 songs, 46 minutes, man. What did you think of this project, bro?
It gave Orange Juice and Kush vibes. Oh, you know, on top of that, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, I wonder if Don Kennedy would collab with Alchemist. How would that sound?
Ooh. Oh my god.
How'd you get to see if your friends listen to this? How'd you do that?
Oh, go to the album. And then see if they're from Apple Music to see if they were listening to it. I think you can add people on there
that or something.
Yeah, no, like a like a friends if you have an Apple profile.
Oh, you like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, yeah though, but yeah, it was okay. It was okay to me though, okay. But it's just certain tracks that I had took from it though, but I'm not going to go through the album all over again as a whole.
Uh-huh.
But the certain tracks I definitely picked out, I definitely did like.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because this, like what you said, this was very a very different, like, you know. And I think he was just doing, like, you know, like what we said, like, Currency. Currency always collaborated with Alchemist.
Yeah.
And I feel, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad and it wasn't trash, though. But this leveraging, it was all right to me. Yeah. It was all right to me though. But nonetheless, so y'all won't be disappointed with this though. Larry June, Alchemist, A Great Escape. Cause I mean, it was probably on his list. Cause I mean, we seen him do one with Harry Fraud. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was coming. It was bound to come. Yeah, man. But all right, let's get into it. Classic motherfucking corner.
And now for my next number. I'd like to return to the classic.
All right. Y'all see the shirt today? See what I got on? So y'all already know where we going. Going to this classic. 1997.
This took over my whole body. I'm calling my black woman a bitch.
Then here we go. One of my favorites.
That's how they should have opened the album.
Right. What a crazy way to open up the album. Been gone for so long, y'all all back together, reunited? Ooh!
excited. Double LPs run sweaty. Struck a match to the underground. Industry divided.
From metaphorical parables to fertilize the earth. Picking niggas cup, trying to burglarize the turf. Scatting off soft ass beats, them niggas rap happily. Tragically, that style deteriorate rapidly. Uncompleted missions, throwing your best known compositions. You couldn't add it up if you master addition. Where I come from, getting visuals, habitual. You're more safe walking on hot coal and rituals. I splashed the paint on the wall, formed a mural. He took a look, saw the manifestation of it was plural. Rhyming while limp here, dart hit your garment.
Man, this is chopping right now. Apartments.
Just consider the unparalleled advantage of a natural disaster.
That's here, here it comes.
Bitch ass niggas counterfeit the funk. I smoke the feet of the skunk. Tree top of the trunk. Moonshine drunk get monk. Yeah, get shrunk. The judge is stunk. I be fucking bitches by the junk. My name Black. You words wanna play in my dirt? But stop my mama, sir. Free love from the church. I come like a thousand dust.
Man. Bitches. Woo-wee.
Apocalypse now. Mind over matter, next batter be to cap. Put it on a platter, how much uncut? Raw shit we dealing with, murder track what? Slang killing it, touched, you feeling it. In your bloodstream, deadly venomous elixir. Hammer like sledge, that be sister. All in together now, follow me.
Man. RZA was in his machine bag with these beats.
All my niggas in the back, stadium pack, linebacker nigga, flash stack, see through yellow lines, rock a fly jersey in the summertime, guard, magic marker rap, bleed Benadine, relax, wrote this, coming at your crab ass, coping, snatch your ice off, chilling in the back, throw the lights off, waves, water blend, rhyme flowing, slow motion, thick snare, I feel it like a snail in the ocean, what's your wish, wanna kringle like Chris, melodic single dart, snap a nigga just like fish, you fucked up, some rich niggas, you done test, yo, select the wrong department.
Come on, bros. Come on. Come on.
But y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me?
Come on.
I'm the Osiris of this shit.
Honestly,
Wu-Tang is here forever.
Top three verses all time in hip hop.
This 97.
Expect the day.
I ain't my niggas and my niggerettes.
Y'all part not like big, but they're not fucking with no shit like this.
Let's take it back to 79. A bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform all robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred Shogun.
Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer be sold. 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets. Queen bees ease the gunson. Rumble with patrol. Moments here, gas lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Flesh the glove with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun, out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What, my peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped.
Come on. Come on. Come on. I ain't even go through the rest of the disc, too. But, bro, there's still heaters on here.
See, like, season four should have been the last season, and they should have just strictly worked on Wu-Tang Forever. Because I think that two discs, they needed to show, like, this whole season on it.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that.
Since that was their last album, right?
No. Right after that, you get the W.
But was everybody on the W? That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the last we've seen of everybody.
The only person that was missing from the W was, remember, Old Dirty Bastard,
oh, yeah,
because he was locked
passed,
up.
Oh, locked,
no, he okay. didn't pass away
okay,
yet.
Okay.
He was locked up.
Okay.
Because remember, he was on the run, and then when they were on, when they had got on stage and did this shit, remember, he popped out. That was still one of the biggest moments in hip hop ever.
Okay.
He popped out of nowhere, and the whole fucking crowd just went wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Fucking man, whoo! I ain't even get to Little Ghetto Boys, Deadly Melody, The City, Bells of War, Dog Shit, Doug Season, Hell's Wind, Staff, Heaters, Black Shampoo. But yo, can't even front. Tupac, All Eyes on Me, fire. Y'all know how I feel about Life After Death, but give credit where it's due. A lot of people respect that fire. And then right after that, you get nine niggas from Staten Island on a motherfucking double disc that broke grounds. This week's Classic Corner is my pick, Wu-Tang Clan, second album, Wu-Tang Clan Forever. Wu-Tang Clan Forever is the second studio album of Wu-Tang Clan, released in June 3rd, 1997. Loud and RCA, United States Press as a double album, released after its long successful solo projects. Let me say that again. Long successful solo projects from various members of the group. Serves as a follow-up from their debut album, Enter the Wu 36 Chambers. You know, had appearances from Capadonna until they made him a member later on. Street Life, Four Disciple, True Master, and Takitha. The original compact disc was an enhanced CD which allowed you to go into the mansion of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, oh man, this album had got so much great critical reception, 4 or 5 stars. They praised RZA production on the work and group members' lyricism. Entertainment Weekly commented, "Forever continues the group artistic grand slam. Like Public Enemy, Wu-Tang musical revolutionary, afraid to bring the noise like their trunk of phone. RZA allows few outside producers on its board this time, but with its gritty samples, he was sampling numbing beats of Party Movers, of everything. Comparing to some of the productions of Liquid Swords, of RZA wrote the favorable album as Wu-Tang Clan Forever, smooth, clean, 25 song, 2 speeches, as of with only just a few throwaways on the second CD. Wu-Tang Clan offers some a different kind of rap, important after the 4-year wait. Man, where contemporaries like Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. issue double disc clutter with filler, Wu-Tang Clan Forever purposely supposedly lean on illustration immersed death of production of RZA and the entire 9-piece crew as a result of intoxicating display of musical and lyrical virtuosity that reveals the benefit of one's imagination. Charts. Chart, 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 chart. Billboard 200, number one. U.S. R&B hip-hop album, number one. At the end of the year, dropped down to 30. But U.S. Billboard R&B hip-hop, 29. Certification, motherfucking 4 times platinum. That's what I said. Bro, we will never see nothing like Wu-Tang ever again moving forward. We're not. So we have to appreciate them while they're here. 9 niggas, bro. And so far, we didn't did Liquid Swords. We did Iron Man.
Twice.
Yeah. But that was nor here or there. That was like the early stages of Lace Rhymes. Come on, bro. You better be like Frozen. You better let that shit go. Fucking. You know what's so crazy? We didn't even do a Method Man joint.
Y'all didn't do Takal?
No, we didn't do. We didn't go to Takal. Yeah. Bro, but this just lets you know, man, a phenomenal, phenomenal album. And, you know, just coming, like, having them all to get back in together in that space after that 4-year wait.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Those too.
Because you got to think, 36 Chambers came out in 93. Mm-hmm. And they consider that day one of the greatest days of hip-hop releases of that time. Because 93 in November, the same day, you got 36 Chambers, you got Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders, and you got Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. They all dropped in the same fucking day. That's why sometimes I did kind of wish I was a teenager around that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
How hard would it be just going back to going back to those three albums, taking one tape out, putting one in? Because phenomenal.
That's true. Nah, that's,
true. Greatness.
Wow.
That's fucking greatness. And that's why, you know, some niggas didn't think that, you know, I would have to say this. A lot of people say that, you know, Q-Tip is the East Coast Dre. I was agreeing with that a little bit, though, but I'm going to have to retract that statement and give it to RZA. And the only reason why I give it to RZA, dog, this nigga did to Cal, Return of the 36 Chambers, Liquid Swords, Iron Man, Only Built for Cuban Links, and none of those fucking albums from his boys were a fucking dud, and they were their first albums, and none of them were in a dud. You know how fucking hard that is?
I believe it. No, dead ass. In a short amount of time, too.
That's hard as fuck.
Hell yeah, I believe it.
That's hard as fuck. And then just, you know, ain't no telling what that Inspector Deck album would have been if it wouldn't have got lost in the flood.
I know.
And he had to redo all of that.
Yeah, I know.
That sucked.
Yeah.
But, you know, shit happens. But ain't no telling what that would have been. But the five albums I just named, fucking fire. Then they, you know, Break Lil happened. He in the new studio trying these new sounds, and the niggas wasn't with it. Wasn't with it. They wanted to stick to what they were doing, but they had to elevate. But by them elevating, catapulted the success of Wu-Tang Forever. Wu-Tang Forever is a fucking classic. Like what we said, Pac had a double disc. He set it off. He was the first. Here comes Big. Right after Big, here comes Wu-Tang. And then the niggas that was after them that tried to do double disc, it didn't necessarily work out. Nas tried it.
Yeah.
Dipset tried it. It didn't work. Master P tried it. It didn't work. These are dope dudes. Don't get me wrong, though, but it's hard to put up a double disc where both discs are bangers. And these are only three niggas that did it. Pac, Biggie, and Wu-Tang. That's it. That is it.
Wait, didn't Kendrick do it?
He just did one. Let me take that back. But we're talking about...
Yeah.
Let's talk about this time frame.
Oh, this time frame. Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like what we said, Master P tried to do it with The Last Don. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Scarface, my homies, he did a double disc. This one was cool, but this two, it wasn't hitting like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's barely albums that you have this one and this two that are hitting like that. And this is one of them. Alonzo Me was one of them. You know, say what I say. I don't feel about Life After Death, though, but Life After Death was one too. Like, you have to put those three in Harvey Guards. You have to. But this, Wu-Tang Forever, bro. And I just see it on your face, bro. Did you enjoy the listen through?
It was a lot, bro. It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was, so, man. But, I mean, I enjoyed it, bro. I enjoyed it, bro, especially from the accolades, man. That's why. I want to ask you in your opinion, bro. Do you think Wu-Tang is they the greatest group of all time or one of the greatest groups of all time?
I mean, what do you bro? I think it's nine people. Like, I mean, what do we consider a group? Because you got Outkast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got De La Soul.
Mm-hmm.
You got Clips, right?
Got Clips. You got Goody Mob.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Yeah, you got UGK.
You're one of them for sure, yeah. But the greatest group? I don't know. You think they're the greatest group?
I think so, bro.
Wow.
I think so. Because like what we said, like what I said, bro. We put Outkast up in high regard, so but you have to move them down because we never got a solo from 3K.
But I thought it was about being a group though.
It is being a group, but to me when I look at groups, I look at okay, what can you do with a group yourself? and what can you do by yourself?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Q-Tip first album was dope, but the second two, it didn't get the commercial success that it should have got though. But I did like his two, the Kamal Abstract and everything. Mm-hmm. Those were dope. You know what I'm saying? De La Soul never branched out as a group to do solos. You know what I'm saying? Bun B did.
Yeah.
And it definitely worked out.
Yeah. What about N.W.A.?
But they broke up. They never came back.
Do you got to come back together or you just got
to
be a group?
I would have to say the comeback.
Okay.
But also, you know what? Fuck it, we'll do both. Comeback and the separate.
Okay.
But I mean,
then that's the only group that still stands then.
I want to give Dipset.
It's hurting you to say Dipset?
No, not even them, bro. No. Their run was short. If we're being honest.
I already know. I know it's short. Yeah. You tell Jim that.
No, right. Nah, man, but like what I said, bro, like it's nine of them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It's nine of them, and they all reached heights that we never seen, and they still kept doing it. Fucking Ghostface Killah next album, Supreme.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
They say that's better than Iron Man.
I don't think that. that shit is fire though. But I'm still putting Iron Man up there. Mm-hmm. Iron Man is dope. And then right after that, fucking. You get Method Man with Judgment Day. Oh, my God. Judgment Day. Fucking. You get ODB. Ghetto Superstar. Hey, Dirty.
Yeah.
Baby, these niggas were still thriving.
Yeah.
And then they came back together again to come back with the W. The Jump Off. Gravel Pit. That's why I said, bro, they have to be the greatest. Wu-Tang is number one. And this is a nigga, and I'm going to say this. This is a nigga that's very, very West Coast biased.
Ah, okay, I see.
West Coast biased. Very West Coast biased. But this, we're never going to see nothing like this ever again. Like, how do you have nine members that leave? Mm-hmm. Do solos.
Yeah.
Watch where I'm going with this. Do solos.
Yeah.
All solos successful. Mm-hmm. They come back. They give us Wu-Tang Forever. They leave again. Do more solos. Do movies. They come back again. Mm-hmm. For the W. They leave. Mm-hmm. Once again.
Yeah.
They come back again. For Iron Flag. Bro, this is like they did this four or five times. That's why I say, bro, they the fucking greatest. They are the fucking greatest.
That makes sense.
And I will argue any nigga down to the bone for this. I really would. Because the facts are there. They're really the fucking greatest group of all time.
Damn.
Tribe didn't do that. NWA didn't do that. Outkast didn't do that. UGK didn't do that. Dipset didn't do that. G-Unit didn't do that. And G-Unit was a one and done. They were a one and done.
One and done what, though?
As a group effort, as a group album.
They got two albums.
As G-Unit?
Yeah.
But that second one wasn't like that first one. It's hard to come back. I mean, and you know, having the sophomore jinx.
Yeah.
You know, but the success, like, it wasn't the same as for Wu-Tang, though. You know what I'm saying? Just even think about it. Even 50 probably knew that. He was fucking with everybody in New York, but he knew who not to fuck with.
Oh, Wu-Tang?
You damn skippy. Bro, I'm just saying, when we're looking at groups, yeah, Wu-Tang, top three, top two, but I got them as number one. I'm not even going to lie to you. I did have Tribe at number one. This is, everybody know me, I really did. But when you go back and listen, because I like the Wu-Tang as a group, but when I listened to them solo-wise, it gave me a new appreciation for them. And I think, like, everybody has to do that. When you listen to them solo and then watch them come back as a group again and do it again,
okay,
it's a newfound appreciation. Of course, we all fell in love with 36 Chambers. We sure did. But when they left and when they, 4 or 5 years later, and they come back and did it on another scale, but higher than 36 Chambers, nigga, come on, bro. They are the fucking greatest. There's no denying that. There's no denying that. And I know you were thinking, like, you almost had me with the G unit.
What, I had you? What do you mean?
No, almost had me, like, how they left, did the solos, and then they came back.
Yeah, they did come back.
They came back, though. But I just, like, for me, I'm just saying, though, like, they did it, but it wasn't on a scale like
the second album was definitely trash.
How Wu-Tang did it. Wu-Tang did this shit fucking 4 times in a row. Jesus Christ, bro. And they had hits. Mm-hmm. Fucking, when you think about all, even the solo shit, bro. Fucking Old Dirty Bastard.
Return of the 36? The first one?
Yeah. And then he left. That, and then doing the shit with Mariah Carey. Doing the shit with Prawns and Maya, Ghetto Superstar. And then you come back with Khalees. Dirty, I Got Your Money. Then had Chris Rock all over his.
Yeah.
Bro, stop playing. Y'all niggas need to stop playing with Wu-Tang, bro. And see, this is, Dom, this is why I love Classic Corner when we pick these shits, bro. It gives us, and not only that, though, we let our listeners know this is a newfound appreciation for these groups that don't get their flowers enough, man. Mm-hmm. Like, the Wu, bro, these motherfuckers is legit as it comes. And like what I said, bro, we'll probably never see nothing like this ever again.
Yeah, definitely not.
Ever again. So, bro, we have to appreciate it, man. So, yeah, this week's Classic Corner, man. I'm glad. Because you've been whooping my ass, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. Last week was dope. The game documentary was dope.
Have to do it like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, my bust was all right, though, but I felt like I kind of got you a little bit when I did Ghostface Iron Man.
Yeah, though,
but, I mean, yeah, I did that with this one, with Wu-Tang.
You're running out of Wu-Tang albums, so good luck. Huh? You run out of Wu-Tang albums, man. Good luck.
I mean, there's still the W and there's still Iron Flag. Yeah. I mean, we ain't even got the Method Man.
Yeah, you definitely didn't do that one yet.
Yeah, man. So, this was Wu-Tang Clan. Fucking Wu-Tang forever. Man. This album. Listen, you won't be disappointed. Guaranteed. You would not be disappointed at all. Like, for real. Oh, man. It's about that time, Brody. Man, I had fun with you.
As you play Outkast song out.
Hey. Hey, how to, bro? I mean, got to give credit where it's due. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, see, you got me feeling bad. See, now, man, now you're going to make me see if I can pull up a fucking Wu-Tang, man. Like, for real, they got an instrumental.
Then you got the Holy Trinity. Trinity. That's messed up. You forgot about them, huh?
Oh, who?
Styles. Jada.
Oh, yeah, the Lux.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. No, yeah. No, you definitely... Yeah, you definitely right about that, brother. Like, for real, man. Like, yeah. Yeah, man, hold on. Yeah, we gonna have to redo that, man. But, hey, I mean, this is this was fucking great with you, man. Damn, man, you got me, like, saying, oh, I done got on some disrespectful shit because I done played them and shit. All right, man, here we go. This some justice.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. This better?
Yeah. All right. So well.
All right, man. We did that today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Have
real.
Fun with you, man. Yeah, for real, you, man. Like, you know, man, we went over a lot, man. But this, like, this episode was great, man. We went through all the shits, bro. But before we get up out of here, I would like to shout out, you know, Marley Rain, rocking the fresh, like, you know, cap. Marley Rain, she been out here grinding super tough with her clothing line, Marley Rain Fashion. She got vending machines smacking, and you go ahead and cop one of these caps, the smacking caps, you won't be disappointed. Super dope, got the little red with a little bit of pink, so it'll fly with any type of fit that you rocking in this springtime, which about to be going into summer pretty soon. So go ahead and get you a little smacking cap. You can find her at Marley Rain on IG. You know you won't be disappointed. But also, bro, this was dope. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we on it. You know what I'm saying? Rate, subscribe, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells a friend. You know what I'm saying? We enjoy this with y'all. So until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
Lace Rhymes, we out.